Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light?
It is The Savage Nation back from New Orleans from the Super Bowl. I thought she was wonderful, by the way. I thought she was better than Beyonce, who blew out the lights with her high-performance act. Welcome to the program. The phone number here is 855-400-7282. I'm going to make the first hour of this program an open mic hour, meaning do you have any questions about the Super Bowl? Because my website says this. It says, yes, Savage went to the Super Bowl. He will report live on Monday. The sights, the smells, the food. And I'm here to report to you on the Savage Nation, the sights, the smells, the food. Again, if you care to call us on the issue of the lights going out at the Green event, which shows you how the government runs things, the 33-minute power outage at the Super Bowl. The U.S. Department of Energy, as you may know, had touted the football extravaganza as the greenest Super Bowl ever, where eco-friendly fans, I sat next to a 300-pound woman who had a tray of French fries and greasy burgers. That couldn't have been a green dish. Each leg was the size of my seat to sustainability. It was the latest green success of the Obama administration, which has included Solyndra, the first solar and sun power organization, who scammed $500 million, and we've never gotten the money back. But as you well know, a little more than 90 seconds into the third quarter, the lights at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans went out. I must tell you, I had left just before the lights went out. Yes, you have to believe I'm telling you the exact truth. I sat through the opening. I sat through the first two quarters. I sat through the halftime show. And then I said, I had enough. I excused myself. And my son said, are you sure you want to leave? I said, you know me. I didn't think I'd last this long. I'm going to go back. I'll meet you after the game. And I left. As I leave, bingo, the lights went out. And I walked about 5-10 blocks in the crime-ridden streets. I figured, are you crazy? There were no taxis, like a ghost town. It looked like a neutron bomb had hit that part of the city. And I'm marching on dark streets, no cab, no nothing. Every few seconds a cab goes by, and I said, okay, you have your prayer card? Do you have that little coin that the Serbian priest gave you back in the years you were defending Serbia against the slanders inflicted on them, which I carry with me on all flights? And I said, yes, well, okay, just pray that Jesus, Moses, and any other saints or prophets or gods themselves are watching over you, because you are now alone in the dark streets of New Orleans and there's nobody here. And about 5-6 blocks later, as I say, luckily a pedicab came by. Nice kid. I said, how much is a pedicab from here to the Marriott Hotel where the 49ers were staying, by the way? And he said, $1 a block. I said, go. Got in the cab, got there, talked to him. I didn't know why this kid was, you know, peddling around like a coolie, but okay. That's what goes on in America today. He was peddling around visitors from China. And yours truly, Michael Savage. That's the world that we live in. It was a $10 trip. I gave him 20. Blah, blah, blah. Got into the hotel. You had to wear a red wristband to get in because they were keeping everyone out, because the diehard 49ers fans were just foaming at the mouth to get into this hotel to, you know, meet their heroes, which, you know, is understandable. So there's your green energy event. Thank God the president didn't give a speech. That's all I can say. The phone number here is 855-400-7282. I figured he might be there to ham it up. After all, you know, he's like a movie star guy, but he wasn't. In addition to the game being delayed for 33 minutes, as the sports fans listening to the Savage Nation will attest, the momentum of the Baltimore Ravens, who were leading the SF 49ers 28-66, came to a halt. And right after the break of the lights, the 49ers came back and had a 17-point surge, and we thought they'd win until they fell apart at the end. I got to tell you something about the game. if you care to call about it, you can, I can see you're not interested. All you want to hear is Obama bad, communist, monster gun seizing. I'm not going to do it. If you have no questions about the Super Bowl, we might be out of business tonight, because that's all I want to talk about for about a half an hour. My views of New Orleans, the horrendous food. I did not get to that restaurant, by the way, so I'm not slamming that restaurant. The worst food in the history of the world. If I tell you the truth, everything would... In fact, you want to hear something odd? As I was walking in the streets prior to the game, the night before when I got in, I heard, like, in the mad mob of drunks, you see, there's no blue laws there. There's no lights out, no cutting off of a certain time. Drunks roam the streets day and night with beer cups in their hands and full whiskey bottles swilling. Yeah, that's what they call it, the Big Easy. I mean, this morning I got up at 6:37 and walked down from the hotel. The bars were open and the drunks were in there drinking at 7 in the morning. I swear to God, the drunks were out in full force. So anyway, I heard guys going by and one said to the other, regular big white guys, one says to the other, I don't know how much more of this cream and sugar I can take. Because every dish in New Orleans, they think that their trick is red pepper, cream, and sugar. You know, it's sort of the Julia Child's school of cookery, which I abandoned about 40 years ago in order to make certain that I'd live another day to complain about the world. I wound up eating in the hotel dining room. The best meal I had was last night after halftime, came back after surviving not getting mugged in the streets, went up to the room, watched the game for a quarter. Actually, I watched it to the end, truthfully. And then I came down for dinner, and I went into the hotel dining room. Yeah, I know, it sounds crazy. Who would eat in a Marriott hotel in New Orleans? Raise your hand, because I did. And I said, just give me the poached salmon on a sourdough roll with French fries. Hold all of the butter on the bread and no salt on the fries. And guess what? It was a fabulous meal. And that's it. And there's much more to the story. I went to an antique store, one of the greatest antique sections I've ever seen in the world. And I bought a ton of antiques. What else can I tell you? A lot. I can tell you a lot. I can tell you about people being ripped off in their hotel rooms and how that happened. I heard about that today. I can tell you about the fact that there were 600 private jets jammed up on the runway who could not get out of New Orleans. The airport was closed last night from 3 p.m. until midnight, obviously for security reasons. They didn't want another visitor from Saudi Arabia to go on a little flight over the Superdome. They closed it to all air traffic. So, I mean, I wasn't going to leave, but others may have wanted. They couldn't get out. That airport was running from midnight when they reopened the airport until we got there at 9 in the morning, and there were hundreds and hundreds of planes. No one could get out of that airport. Nobody could get out of the airport. So it's an interesting phenomenon to see the 0001% at work, of whom 99% were Democrats. Oh, yeah, 99% of the planes that couldn't get off the runway were private jets, as I say, and they were all 99% Democrat supporters of Obama, just to show you what it's all about. I mean, in reality, you know, I mean, you don't know reality. 1-855-400-7282. I would like to talk about this a little bit more. I had some experiences in the Superdome that was so wonderful that it permanently changed my view of America. I got to tell you that. This was I wouldn't say a personality-altering experience, because my personality was fixed at age 5, and I did read Freud, and he's 100% right. I am who I was at 5, but my mindset has changed as a result of it in so many ways I can hardly begin to tell you, and I want to do this properly. I didn't see one fight. I did not see one argument. The fans were mixed between Ravens and 49ers fans throughout the stadium. There was really no... I mean, I was sitting with some Ravens guys near me and 49ers fans. Big guys. I mean, big guys. Nobody, when like someone won on there, they cheered. No one said boo. They understood it. We have the most beautiful country on the planet with the least amount of hooliganism on the planet. And we have a lot to teach the Islamic world about crowds and crowd control and worship and religion. Because I got to tell you, if the Super Bowl is the religion of millions of people, then I'm all for it. It's a great religion. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, look, I'm so sick and tired of double talk from our politicians. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt and shrinking dollar?
Well, Michael, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Where'd you learn so much about money, young lady?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver. And it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it. From the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take this child's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. For the simple truth, I'm Michael Savage.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And SafeLight emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580, 800-460-3580.
Days of a traffic westbound 92 Ralston Avenue off-ramp. Car fire. Vehicle was engulfed in flames. The ramp is a block. CHP fire on the scene right now. Look for delays. Northbound 880 Auto Mall Parkway in Fremont. Have a stalled car. Second lane from the left is block traffic backing up behind it. A crash being reported. San Jose southbound 101 at Highway 87. Looks like it's just been cleared to the right shoulder. Traffic slow from about Lawrence Expressway. I'm Dave Fowkes. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Can you imagine your dream yard? What would it look like? How would it feel? How would you use it? Would you spend more time outdoors on your beautiful stone patio or outdoor living room, complete with built-in barbecue island or pizza oven, a warm fireplace or fire pit, seat walls, a pergola? Would there be the tranquil sound of water, year-round green turf? Hi, this is Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers. However you dream your outdoor living space, System Pavers can make it happen and make it easy. For all listeners who call right now at 877-PAVE-002, we'll design your dream outdoor makeover for free, and your project can be installed all at one time or seamlessly phased, suitable for future add-ons and affordability. And with your good credit, you'll pay no interest for 18 months. So don't wait. Love your home all over again. Just call System Pavers right now. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or systempavers.com.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And SafeLight emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Julian with SafeLight Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only SafeLight, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And SafeLight emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Conservative, not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee, weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work, like a slave all day. Here come Tuesday.
It is the Savage Nation. I really just got back like an hour and a half ago. I mean, I was traveling all day. I didn't even think I'd make it to the microphone. I'm so grateful that I did. I planned to be back hours before the showtime. We got delayed down at the airport, as I said to you earlier, for hours. Couldn't get out. I don't know how many commercial jets were lined up. We heard there were 600 Democrats in private jets waiting to get back to throw the malarkey at the people and tell them how they're for the 1%, for the 99%. And there's a lot of things I want to talk about, the antiques I bought, the people that I sat next to. I didn't know them. I'll give you an example. This is interesting because it happened. He predicted something. Next to us on the left was a 6'5" black guy who was a dead ringer for Forrest Whitaker. He wasn't Forrest Whitaker, but like it looked like Forrest Whitaker playing on a role. And nicest guy in the world, friendly, had a lot of fun. We were buying beers for everyone around us. Beers were very cheap. I bought two beers. They were $24. I said, I got two beers at the stand. I gave her a $20 bill. I figured there'd be a $5 tip. She said, it's $24 for the... Okay, but that's that, okay? So, anyway, the guy's there, and he says to me, watch what's happening now. He said, the Ravens are so far ahead that the 49ers, he swore... This was before the halftime. Now, I got to give you a backup. He told us that he played a promoter... sports promoter in a movie, and the character who plays the gangster guy comes up to him in the movie and says, listen to me, all sports are fixed. And he says, come on, that can't be so. He said, I'm telling you, all sports are fixed, and your guy's going to lose, blah, blah, blah. I said, well, look, I've said on the Savage Nation for years that Arnold Rothstein fixed the 1919, or was it the 1918 World Series? He said, yeah, I know that. He said, listen to what I'm telling you. He said, the 49ers are being so smashed that all the TVs in Europe and the Middle East are being turned off because they figure the Ravens are going to win by a landslide. They're just turning it off. It's not going to happen. They can't sustain this kind of lopsided, you know, lead because the people aren't going to watch it. And it's going to cost hundreds of millions of dollars in ad revenue that they paid for. So I said, what do you think is going to happen? He said, you watch. The 49ers are going to have a magical comeback. I swear to God, the lights blow out. Right? Then the 49ers have a magical comeback. Then they lose at the end. Now, I said, come on, you're not telling me those players were taken in the back and told to fumble it. No, he said, no, the players don't even know about it. He said, the coaches have so much power over what is done that the players themselves play their heart out and don't even know what's going on. I said, okay, I don't know whether to believe him, truthfully. I mean, I watched catches and this and that. Who can tell? But that's what he said to us, which was very interesting. Very interesting, because I had brought up a fighter that I remember that I like, Riddick Bowe. Now, this guy next to us was 6'5", right, a big black guy. He said, you see how big I am? He said, Riddick Bowe, who was a heavyweight at one time, maybe he's still fighting. He said, he's my size, but he put his two fists together. He said, but each of Riddick's hands is as big as my two fists put together. I said, you're kidding me. He said, no. He said, they're like monster hammers. He said he could knock anyone, you know, across the ring. It was interesting, you know, kind of a slice of life from people I never would, like, run into or talk to. And what it does, it gives you a different appreciation for not only the world at large and people at large, but politics. And I'll tell you, this is having an effect on my political view. Now, don't go rush to conclusions that I'm changing my politics. No, I'm firmly what I am. But I'm going to tell you right now, the people are not that interested in politics. And you say, well, okay, these are sports people. They're fanatically interested in sports. They're a unique blend. They're not interested in the world around them. They don't read newspapers. They don't really care who the president is. They know he's Obama. It's good enough for most of them. They don't know the subtleties of the scandals. They know nothing about, nor do they care about, the solar scandals. They don't know Al Gore is a whore who sold his network to Al Jazeera. who was given a foothold into the American psyche via the media. They could care. They don't understand any of this. They don't care. They'd rather just go to a sports team, stuff their faces, swill brew, and get through life. You got to understand that's most of the world. It's not just the Super Bowl. It is most of America and most of the world. Look at the soccer world in the South America. Take a look at those people. In essence, America is no different than a banana republic, you know, on a national scale. But there's no difference. I mean, it's the same thing been going on forever. Sports have been around a long time. So in a way, sports are good and sports are bad. Why? Why are sports good? Because it takes a lot of people's emptiness and it gives them something to live for. They live through these teams. You look at the people watching that screen in that hotel when I came back. They were screaming at every pass like they were personally invested in the ball player. They were wearing jerseys with numbers on them and names, over-identifying with characters on the field. This is their world. They're simple people. You can laugh at them all you want. You can sit here as a superior being if you wish and say they're idiots if you want to do that. But at the end of the day, humans are humans. And if you fell down in the street, I can guarantee you some of them would pick you up, as opposed to the smart, the elite people around who would step over you and, you know, wouldn't even call the police or an ambulance. Okay, let's take a couple of callers on the show. Again, 855-400-7282. I'm one of the only national talk shows that was in New Orleans at the game. And I do think that my sights, sounds, et cetera, are worthy of discussion or I wouldn't be doing it. I haven't yet gotten to the food. I have not yet gotten to the antiques and the antiques district, the antiques that I looked at and bought. I mean, I may go back to New Orleans on another trip. I've never been there. Okay, here's my punchline. You want to hear my punchline? Here's my punchline. Are you ready for it? Write it down because you never heard this before. I live in San Francisco, right? New Orleans is what San Francisco would like to be but isn't. New Orleans is what San Francisco pretends to be but isn't. Maybe it was at one point. New Orleans is a truly bohemian city with a great music. The people in it, I mean, I'll go into this in a minute. San Francisco's ersatz, phony, fake, airbrushed, fake wild, fake cool. The idea of being cool in San Francisco is taking your clothing off and wagging yourself in front of children. There's no art. There's no poetry. There's no nothing. It's fake. It's gone. If it was here, it went a long time ago. You remember the phrase with the beatniks, go man go? Yeah, well, San Francisco is went man went. It went a long time ago. It's been dead a long time. I mean, they like to pretend that North Beach, you know, has guys in the street playing horns. They don't play nothing. No one plays anything. They play the suckers for a quarter. I walked past on Sunday morning a Cajun that was right out of the bayou on a Harley with a guitar that ripped your guts out.
Imagine reaching your New Year's weight loss goals without having to give up chocolate. What's better than chocolate? Delicious free chocolate. I'm health editor Danica Collins. For years, you've heard about the health benefits of chocolate. Now, for the first time, the health benefits of this mouth-watering treat have been paired with the Beverly Hills Mega Weight Loss System. And during this national introduction, you're getting the chocolate free. This system combines the science of your body's metabolism with a supplement containing natural ingredients proven in clinical studies to help you lose weight. Plus, we'll help you shape up without even stepping into the gym with a twice-a-week fun and simple 12-minute fitness program. The new you for the new year starts right now. Why would you wait any longer? Did I mention the free chocolate? This is a weight loss system that you'll love, and to prove it, we'll send you our chocolate free. Call in the next 90 minutes, 800-827-FATLOSS. You only have 90 minutes to get your free chocolate, and then it's gone. 800-827-FATLOSS. 800-827-3285.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. California is suing BP and ARCO for allegedly failing to inspect and maintain underground storage tanks at nearly 800 gas stations. The companies could face fines of $5,000 per violation. A former teacher at Berkeley High School has agreed to plea bargain on a drug charge that will keep him out of prison. He pleaded guilty to possession of LSD after police stopped his car in San Rafael. Taking a look at the roadways, heaven, stall still working at Fremont northbound 880 Auto Mall. Second lane from the left. Traffic is backed up towards Mission Boulevard. A new problem, Cesar Chavez on-ramp to southbound 280. A stalled big rig in the right lane of that on-ramp. And westbound 92, car fire at Ralston still blocked. blocking that ramp, but the fire should be out by now. Other than that, still slow back in San Francisco, northbound 101, about Vermont as you head out to the lower deck. I'm Dave Fowke, Shot Talk 560, KSFO.
The Food Police.
The Food Police!
We're just too dumb on our own to figure it out.
This is an all-points bulletin.
This is insanity.
Here in hot pursuit of the Sean Hannity Show.
Weekdays at noon.
We need the government controlling every single aspect of our lives.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brought to you by Subway. It's February. You can get any regular footlong sub for just $5 or any premium footlong sub for just $6. Subway, eat fresh. Exclude Supreme subs. Prices and participation may vary. Additional charge for extras.
Hey, it's Officer Vic here. You can make a fortune in real estate, or you can lose a fortune in real estate. The difference is how much you know. Right now is the perfect time to buy investment property, but do you know how to get started? If not, my colleague Kathy Fetke can help. She's launching the Real Wealth Investor Academy on February 9th in San Mateo. At this live event, you'll learn how to invest in real estate, where to invest, and most importantly, what to avoid. Get tips from experienced real estate experts like our own Greg O'Donnell, who will be speaking about investor financing. You'll also learn how to buy real estate within your IRA, where to find the best deals, and figure out which strategy is best for you. This is not one of those guru events where they try to upsell you into overpriced boot camps. This is real-world, cutting-edge information that you can use today to be a savvy real estate investor. And it's only $67 for KSFO listeners. Find out more at realwealthevents.com. That's realwealthevents.com. Or call 888-RW-NETWORK. That's 888-RW-NETWORK or realwealthevents.com.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rosanelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247. Or visit drrosanelli.com. Dr. Rosanelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now through February, receive 200 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 2/28/13.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. No, that's not the kind of music I want. I got to tell you. No. I heard this guy. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. It wasn't Sunday morning. Yeah, it was Sunday morning, the day of the game. I was up very early, like dawn. I can't sleep beyond dawn. So anyway, I get up, I go in the streets, the bars are packed already with the drunks. But as the lights coming like on the streets, these beautiful streets in the French Quarter, I mean, it's a kind of, I love the architecture. You know, Greek Revival mixed in with some other architectural styles. You have musicians set up in the street in little corners, like a saxophone player who's as good as anyone. I mean, I'm telling you right now, high-level professional. But they're like in the street. Then there was a Cajun guy. He had his Harley, a black Harley, set up with his guitar, his drum, and harmonica. Then with some of his paintings. You could see this man lives on his motorcycle. I can tell you, looking at him, the guy came out of the back country. And I can tell you this, he was as talented as any musician I've ever heard. And when I was standing listening to him, I was shaking from the quality of the man's music. And I heard him singing and building his song, you know, threw a few bucks in this thing. And I said, that's who Bob Dylan would like to be, but can't be anymore. Maybe Bob Dylan, you know, learned from men like this. There's no question that they went down there and learned from these guys.
where they get their music from. They didn't invent it in Brooklyn. They didn't invent it in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I mean, where they get this music from? They went down there and they got turned on by it, so to speak, and parlance of the 60s, and they picked it up and they're talented, okay, and they ran with it. That's story number one. So the music was awesome, just the street musicians. And I'm very excited to tell you that because San Francisco pretends to be filled with art and this and that, nothing. There's no musicians here. And I mean, no musicians like that, not in San Francisco. There may be musicians playing venues in San Francisco. But in terms of from the earth people, that's long gone from here. And there's another element of New Orleans that's worth mentioning. I went into a few stores, antique stores, that were there for four generations. I went into a gun shop, an antique gun store. I was all, like, bowled over. Hundreds of muskets from the Civil War era on the wall. I said, as a gun nut, I couldn't believe what I was looking at. Dueling pistols, long rifles, Kentucky long rifles, hundreds of them on the wall. And the family was there four generations. I forget their name. I have their card somewhere. And I had a very nice conversation with them, this and that. But that was number one. You don't see stores like this outside of New Orleans. I've never seen one. And San Francisco has an antique district, but they're basically picked clean. What winds up in the antique stores in San Francisco has been sifted through 100 times before it reaches the store, and there's very little left. It hasn't been, you know, pre-picked and whatever. But here you have one store after the other, English, French antiques, floor after floor of it. I didn't know this stuff still existed. So I bought a number of items, you know. I try to get my son interested in it because he has fine taste. But, you know, I grew up in my father's antiques store, and what's really odd for me as a father is that the roles were reversed here because it reminded me inside of when I was a little boy and Dad would take me from New York down to Philadelphia. I'd get a day off from school. It was the greatest time of my life. Cold day, driving in the DeSoto, Jersey Turnpike after it was built, getting into Philly early in the morning, going into these cold stores with stone floors, and Dad picking antiques out. And, you know, to me it was magical. I was always looking for guns. Even then, I always liked dueling pistols. And I saw them. What could I do? At nine, I could buy dueling pistols. Who had money? I had no money. My father didn't sell those things. He said, no, I don't buy guns. Imagine if I bought all the dueling pistols then from the Civil War era dueling pistols. Nevertheless, it was a very similar experience going into these stores, only this time I was the father and there was my son. And I think a little of it had to do with like almost the completion of a cycle for me. It was just magical, the whole thing. Then coming out to the music, and people lining up for, like, coffee in a French cafe and things. You know, some amazing things occurred. The architecture was overwhelmingly beautiful. So if you're into antique mahogany furniture, chandeliers, silverware, paintings, et cetera, it's a place to go. It's a buyer's dream. But, you know, I guess you got to know what you're doing. 855-400-7282. Now, the Super Bowl itself, we touched already. Why did the lights go out? The lights went out because Beyoncé's performance pulled too much juice and the circuit breakers popped. And apparently, the same people who ran the pumps during Katrina were running the circuit breakers at the stadium. That's my guess. Some family that's been there four generations who got, you know, civil service jobs, and didn't know which switch to throw for the pumps when Katrina hit. Didn't know which circuit breakers popped. I mean, how hard was this to figure out? So if half the stadium went out and half the stadium didn't go out, you go and look at the circuit breakers, they're still telling you, they don't know what happened. They're trying to come up with a story. We don't know what happened. That's like the government telling you they don't know what happened. They know what happened because the inside story is Beyonce blew the circuit breakers during her rehearsal. Same thing happened. I don't know. Maybe the guy who was there and had a replacement. Maybe he was stewed in the stands. Who knows? They're trying to pass the blame so they don't pay insurance. That's what it comes down to. And that's it. I mean, how hard is it to figure out? You remember her performance if you saw it on TV, right? It was pretty amazing. She's not a great singer. She's a good performer. There's another whole story now. I want to talk about Beyonce and what I think of her. I thought she was magnificent, but frankly, not as good as Lady Gaga, who I despise, by the way, politically. I think she's a lunatic, But performance-wise, Lady Gaga's a better, far better performer. The only person I could think was probably near a comatose suicide would be Madonna. I mean, watching Beyonce, Madonna must have wanted to jump out of a building, it would be my guess. You know, that part of me said there's only one person who's going to, two people on earth right now watching Beyonce at the Super Bowl. She got like 10 mil for the performance, is my guess, because she signed a $50 million five-year contract with, I think, Mercedes in the $10 million a year. I would think that she got 10 for the performance. If you were Madonna or if you were Lady Gaga, you were sick last night. You had to go out and really get messed up. You had to go out and you really had to, you had to demean yourself. You had to really go for the white rabbit last night. That's all I can tell you if you were them. And that's all I can say. I mean, that's my guess. That's the novelist in me talking. That's just the supposition, as you well know. I'm simply a social observer. And obviously my social observations are of some interest to some folks listening to the show, and that's what I will continue to do this evening, as well as get to the news. But remember, my show is news, views, and reviews. And it is somewhat of an open mic to Mike this Monday, 855-400-7282. I'm a little kind of, in a strange way, high on the whole trip. You know how you get into like a kind of manic phase? Things went wrong, the waiting, getting home, didn't think I'd do the show. I told them, get a best of ready. I'm traveling already from dawn till dusk. Then I got here, I had technical problems, I had to get through them, I had to change studios, one thing after the other. But I'm used to it. I don't know what it is. I'm born to perform and I'm born to talk to my audience. And I'm very honored to be here with you. I got to tell you that. There's so many other things that are swirling inside of me that if you know my show and you know the format of my mind and how I work, that it's largely a stream of consciousness program. That is really what I'm doing tonight. And so if you want to pop into my stream and give me your consciousness, you got the number, but there are no open lines, obviously. If you care to comment, I would listen to them. So let's go to David. I got so many great callers. Let's start with David. Where is David? On line four. David, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, what is it like to be surrounded by 80,000 idol worshippers?
Well, I wouldn't categorize everyone as a, you know, simple idol worshipper. I mean, you could say that, but I'm sure that there were some people in there who believe in God. I'm one of them. I'm not an idol worshiper. I was at the game. I mean, there must have been others, right?
That's true.
So I wouldn't categorize. See, this is the problem. It's very easy to categorize them as such, but you can't do so because it denies everyone their humanity. And I wouldn't be so quick to judge. I mean, I saw a lot of people. I'll give you an example. You ready for this, David? During the singing of the national anthem, did you watch the game?
The opening ceremonies, yes. I can only watch.
Okay.
It's a game.
No, but did you happen to listen to that fabulous singer singing the national anthem?
Yes.
Okay. Did you see some of the black players on their knees praying to God during that performance?
Yes, with one finger.
Okay, well, let me tell you something. They were not idol worshippers. They were praying to God, and I saw it. And also, after the game was won by the Ravens, did you see some of the men crying and thanking God for their victory? Did you see some of them wearing jerseys that's quoted the Bible? I did. I'm not blind. See, these are the subtleties that are there for you to see. I didn't say all did that, all did this. I saw people praying to God before the game, and I saw them praying, thanking God after the game, and then I saw a few of the players with biblical phrases on their T-shirts after their jerseys came off. So, you know. But I want to know what you think. I'd like a caller out of New York City to make certain we still have ABC online. We have a priority tonight. 855-400-7282. I'll give out copies starting now to every caller of my new novel, A Time for War, coming out in a few weeks now. Washington, D.C., WMAL. Sandy, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. Yeah, Sandy, go ahead, please.
This is Sandy.
Yes, I know. So what's on your mind?
Beyonce. I'm trying to understand how everybody thinks she's talented. That was probably the trashiest thing I've ever seen on my TV set in my living room. And where's the talent? The hair flipping, the, you know, shaking and the wiggling? What was that all about?
Well, what would you rather her have done? Worn a hoop skirt
and had a hymnal in her hand? I mean, what did you expect?
Ah, no. But there's such a thing as talent where I couldn't understand a thing. There was no words that made any sense. I guess I grew up in an era where we understood the words.
Okay, you make a valid point. As a matter of fact, and I thank you for that observation, in a way, I agree with you. I thought that her performance was hyperkinetic, very electrifying. I didn't understand much of what she was saying because I couldn't follow it. But I'm used to that. I mean, that's the typical rock kind of, you know, concert stuff. Who knows what they're saying? I thought she was more into gyration and facial grimacing than she was into actual articulation of verses of a song. That's number one. But I asked some people around me what they thought of her. Behind us, there were some women, younger than I am, and I asked them what they thought of Beyonce. I didn't know what fans they were. Were they Ravens or 49ers fans? And one of the ladies, who was a lawyer, said she wasn't impressed at all with Beyonce. She said all she did was grimace and gyrate. I said, do you think Lady Gaga's better? She said, far better. I mean, and you know, that was a woman's view. But I got to tell you something. Standing there, you got to hear this now because it ties into the lights going out. When those flames shot up during Beyonce's performance, I was at the 50-yard line in row 9, which is a great seat. I felt the heat of that flame. I felt like I was near a fireplace. Do you know how much juice that took to ignite that gas? I mean, I'm sure it was gas-driven, and those weren't electric flames, but I believe they would have an electric ignition on the pyrotechnics. There was no other way to do it. And I think that's what threw the circuit breakers. Now, we had friends in the group who were not as fortunate as I was in sitting that close. They were up in higher seats. These guys said they felt the same heat way up in the stadium. That's how hot that flame was. It was pretty, pretty overwhelming. And then going back to the national anthem, when that young lady sang it, I had gone out for a beer at that time, a couple of beers. And I was in like the walkway coming back to the stands. So naturally I stopped out of respect. I mean, I saw serious, serious faces with hands over their heart, you know, taking this national anthem was taken very seriously in that stadium. I got to tell you something. Sports fans love America. Sports fans love the flag. Sports fans love the national anthem. You got to understand the level of patriotism in this country as expressed by sports fans. Forget what the liberal media wants you to believe. They may look mindless and this and that, but they love the country, they love the flag, and they love the national anthem. I got to tell you something. I wasn't the only one. That woman touched me. I had tears in my eyes when she was singing the national anthem. I don't know why. She touched me. Beyonce did not move me at all. Maybe it's the little boy in me. Maybe it's the Boy Scout in me. But when I heard that national anthem and looked up at the people and saw the races, the blacks and the whites together, with no anger, no hatred, all drawn together with one commonality, which is that they love sports, not beating each other up like our friends in the Middle East who kill each other even though they're in the same religion, remembering something that happened in the 13th century, blowing up the other guy's mosque. No, I didn't see that. I saw a unity in that stadium, and it's going to change my view, as I told you at the beginning of the show, in many profound ways, some of which I know and some of which I'm not sure of. I'll be right back on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend wisefoodstorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, wisefoodstorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with wisefoodstorage.com.
Here's about traffic. We start in San Francisco, southbound 280. The on-ramp from Cesar Chavez have a big rig conked out in the right lane. Look for some delays. Traffic is able to get around it, though. Northbound 101, San Antonio Road in Mountain View. Stalled car there. Third lane from the left is blocked. Minor delay behind it. Eastbound 80 connector to northbound 680. Actually, it's northbound 680 connector to eastbound 80. That's where we've got another stalled car blocking the right lane on that connector ramp. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-978-9766 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-978-9766. 1-800-978-9766. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-978-9766.
Tim Sullivan from Monarch Retirement Group constantly strives to make your retirement and investing goals a reality.
Well, people should call Monarch Retirement if they're worried about this marketplace and worried about their future retirement. Somebody needs a financial advisor in these markets to try to navigate their retirement course. Questions like, what do I do with my 401k? How about that IRA that I forgot about 10 years ago? We answer questions like this every week. Tune in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. for Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan.
Call Tim Sullivan at Monarch Retirement Group toll-free to help navigate your investment future. 866-666-9996. That's 866-666-9996. Or go to monarchretirement.com. Tune in every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSFO 560 to Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan. Securities and advisory services offered through SII Investments, Inc. Member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. SII and Monarch Retirement Group are separate companies.
Are you trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Call 800-483-1465. 800-483-1465.
Kick V-Day up a notch with Sweet Jack. On Saturday, February 9th, sip rare French bubblies with friends old and new at the Nieto Art Gallery Valentine's Champagne Social. Get in for half off thanks to SweetJack.com.
Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
I found my thrill. Oh.
Blueberry Hill. I love the New Orleans accent. I felt right at home. I love regional accents in America, and there are almost none left, incidentally. I love Southern accents to begin with. And for some reason, Southerners like me, because they hear the real New York accent in me, which is almost dead. I mean, I'm almost like an oak tree, like an old oak tree with a voice. I mean, who talks like this anymore? And I don't fake it. This is my voice. I never changed it. That's the thing, is I never went out of my way to sound like I was from Southern. I was never ashamed of being from New York. And when I started radio 18 years ago, people say, I swear to God, they said, you'll never make it in radio. I said, why? Because you sound like you're from New York. I said, and? Why is that no good? I said, maybe I have something to say, and they'll listen to what I have to say. Well, I guess I was correct about that. Why do I have to sound like I worked for IBM, you know, and I have no accent? But they have beautiful accent down in the South. There's something about it that's very... Look, Tennessee Williams is alive. Let's put it to you that way. Tennessee Williams is alive and well in the French Quarter of New Orleans. It's there. And I felt the voodoo, and I saw the voodoo right beyond... I saw the vampire. I saw it right there. It's all there. You got to know how to reach out for that. It's there. I didn't want it. I didn't contact it. I mean, I had conversations with people, strangers. See, I'm gifted that way. As a former anthropologist, as well as some other professions that I've been in, and a man who spent many years in and out of villages, culling folk medical ideas and theories and secrets from people whose language I didn't even speak, by the way, I have a way of reaching people that's very unique. It's a God-given talent. And after a while, they either trust you or they don't trust you. Like apparently in Fiji, they trusted me and shared their secrets, and in Tonga, and in Samoa and some other places long before the tourist trade hit these islands. So if I go to a city like this where there are odd people, I don't know how I zap into them, they zap into me, and we have a conversation. I learn things that you can't believe. And I don't know how to get into the next one, because I'm talking about the game. I'm talking about New Orleans food, antiques, scenes, cameras, Cajun, blah, blah, blah. My best statement of the night is that New Orleans is what San Francisco pretends to be and wishes it was but isn't. And it is. I'm telling you right now. San Francisco has, like, so out of town fools that pretend that they're artists because they strip naked in the gutter. That's their art performance, to wag their bodies naked at strangers, particularly children. That's their idea of art in San Francisco. That's the San Francisco value. Or riding down the street in a parade and whipping each other with leather on. That's their idea of art. Yeah. Not in New Orleans. I didn't see that in New Orleans for some reason. And by the way, you want to hear something really odd? Mardi Gras and the Super Bowl came together at the same time. You never saw crowds like this in your life. Ever. Ever. I don't remember it. Well, the closest I remember it in my life. You see, you got to understand is I'm a recluse. I live alone, basically, with the dog, some family contact, basically on my own, don't like contact with people. You know that about me. It's what makes me unique in radio is that I'm not a group thinker. I'm not part of the right-wing Beltway boys, and I'm not part of the in-crowd in the conservative media. I don't know any of them, and that's good enough for me. But the fact is, it's very odd for me to be around 80,000, no, like say, like over a million people in the streets. I have not felt anything like this since I was a kid at Ringling Brothers, Barnum & Bailey, with my mother, with the midget, with the hand, with Where Are You, Ma? To New York, Times Square, New Year's Eve, everywhere you turn. How's that? All right, they were the knockoff to music. Thank you. Appreciate it very much. Just back from the Super Bowl in New Orleans. Got in late. Almost didn't make it. Almost had a best of. Here I am having a great hour. A stream of consciousness, sights, sounds, food, streets, people, game, lights. All for your listening, enjoyment, and entertainment on the Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-407-282. So before I take your calls and I continue my soliloquy here, there's more to the stories than I've even begun to tell you. And just one little side note, I stayed in the Marriott Hotel, which was the 49ers Hotel. You couldn't get in it unless you were a guest. You had to wear a red rubber band. I never saw security like this in my life. Naturally, there were mobs of people who wanted to meet the players. They wouldn't let them in. I had a few drinks the first night I arrived in the bar. It was so jammed. I'm happy to tell you a number of fans of the Savage Nation came over. Oh, you, Michael. I mean, I gave out copies of my book, A Time for War, to a few people. Told them I'd send it to them. They seemed to know about the book. I think it's going to do great. And went on to the game the next day. And as I told you why the circuits went out, I think it's pretty well known, isn't it? She drew so much electricity for the halftime that the breakers popped. What's the big mystery here? Obviously, the same people who manned the pumps during Katrina and did such a great job at that were manning the circuit breakers last night at the Mercedes Superdome. That's all. Well, what's the mystery? You ever see such electricity drawn through a circuit as you saw last night? I told you the heat from the performance, from the flame. I was in a ninth row, 50-yard line. I felt like my face was being singed. And people in the upper stands told me they felt the heat. So bingo. That's all. So if you want to talk about these things, we can. I love the music, the jazz. And I think the take-home messages, there are many take-home messages. Michael had a sartori in New Orleans, to use an old Alan Watts phrase, which he got from, of course, the Japanese. I mean, sartori in New Orleans is a pretty good statement because I saw things that I never thought existed anymore. I realize that I'm a fish out of water living here in California. I don't belong here, but I'm here, and I'm probably going to die here, live here and die here. I don't belong here. Sometimes you make a move in life. I got to tell you something, and there's no going back from it. It's like moving to New Jersey. It's like you say, why am I here? But, you know, that's where you are. You live up in the – you got a nice house that's worked, but you're miserable. But you don't belong there. You belong somewhere in a village in Italy instead of Short Hills, New Jersey. You belong somewhere else because I like to see things during the day. I mean, I would rather walk around with a cup of coffee and see life than see nothing. Now, San Francisco has beautiful architecture and beautiful weather. It is true. But in terms of a street scene, there is none. There is none, period. New Orleans is full of street scenes wherever you turn. And the antique stores, if you love antiques as I do, from this period of French and English antiques, you can't believe what was there. And the antique guns and this and that. So to me, it was a city that I would go back to. You know, I'm going to go back. But this time it's going to be without Super Bowl, with no Mardi Gras, where I could just spend some time, you know, and stay in a hotel with a window that opens. I don't happen to like, I can't sleep very well whether you have like hermetically sealed, you know, hotel windows. They drive me crazy. I'd rather hear noise and smell a little air. I didn't know they had like riverboats, like an old riverboat there. I saw the Natchez sitting there in the river. Then there were, cruise liners. I forgot that the Mississippi, runs out to the Gulf, and that the cruise liners go out, you know, down to Mexico from there, I think. I forgot it's a big port of embarkation for many tour groups, so that was interesting. I didn't know. It was just interesting. The whole Mississippi thing is always – Mississippi River has always intrigued me since I've been a child. Never mind Mark Twain, but I'm talking about, in general, the whole idea of the Mississippi River has played such a profound role in the history of this country. And then when you consider that Louisiana was part of the Louisiana Purchase and it was a French colony until it was purchased by the United States and the roots are still there. Let me give you an example. You go in a store. In this case, it was a gun store, an antique gun store, as I told you earlier. And there were like hundreds of muskets on the wall with dates 1856, Civil War. And here's an interesting side note. Two members of the New Orleans Police Department were there one morning asking the owner or the owner's grandson if they could hold, you know, handle one of the guns. The guys picked them up and they said, and then these guys were burly. You're talking major league tattooed arms, like football player size guys with big arms, big bodies, right? Heavily muscled cops, NOPD. And the guy picks up the rifle and he says to the owner, he says, God, this thing is heavy. So he says, well, sir, he said, it is heavy. He said, but remember that the men in those days were much smaller than you. He said they were probably 5'1", 5'2". So he said, wow, they could handle a gun like this. I mean, this was a heavy piece of metal, you know, a piece of iron, shooting iron. Like the Kentucky rifles were earlier, but they were there. Amazing weapons. Imagine guys in the Civil War toted these things around and had a bayonet on them. And he said, take a look at the shoulder stock on that rifle. Notice how small it is. And he said, that's how much smaller these men were than we are today. I mean, the shoulder stock was smaller in the Half Moon, if you know what I'm saying. So that was an interesting thing. I mean, you can learn anything from anything. If your eyes are open and your ears are open, you can learn from anywhere. So I learned a number of things about size of men that I probably had learned once before or just ignored. That was very intriguing. To think that they toted these weapons around in the Civil War was pretty awesome. I don't know what they weighed. But, you know, like $3,500 for a long rifle. I didn't buy any of the guns. I don't know. I didn't know what they were worth. So I didn't really need a gun that much. So one little the guy who owned the store, it was a Jewish family. I forget their name because it said like Stein's Weapons or Stein's Guns. You say, well, what's that got to do with anything? Here's what it's got to do with anything. The guy I was dealing with was probably a 35-year-old guy. He said, my great-grandfather started this business. He said, we're fourth generations in this store. I said, what? He said, you know, you don't know how deep the people in New Orleans, their heritage goes in that city. They've been there for like a long time. It's not a transient city like most American cities are, where people are moving in and moving out, so far as I could tell. There is very little depth like that left in this country, okay, to be honest with you. You have it in pockets of cities for sure. But when you see one store after another and you hear that they've been there for four generations, it's something to behold as a social observer. I'm telling you, it's a keen social observation. It tells you an awful lot about the city unto itself. And that's important to know. And what's interesting, well, there's more. There's one story after the other. You know, I mean, I could keep on talking because I saw things and they absorbed them all. And I guess it's just pouring out of me right now. So this is all going to go into one of my novels as a backflash for Jack, where when Jack Hatfield, my character, was somewhere, he's going to remember back to when he was in New Orleans and, right? And he compared it to the crowds in Saudi Arabia and their worship of their God. And how different it was, how the people relate to each other at a Super Bowl compared to how they relate to each other in the Middle East, where they burn each other's mosque down if they're a member of the wrong sect, for example. That's what Jack's going to think. So now, here's a funny part. Hold on. I got to stop for a minute because the stream of consciousness, although it's great, I got to slow it down because you're listening to the Savage Nation number one. Yes, it's a live radio show. This is not some random, you know, broadcast coming from Nome, Alaska, from some guy you never heard. This is your guy, Michael Savage, on tonight on the station, 178 stations now, and every night on this at this time on the dial. But I'm just back from the Super Bowl, and rather than talking more about the sport, I'm talking about the city of New Orleans, to put this in context, because there's a lot to be talked about from my point of view, and I hope you're enjoying what I'm saying, okay? Now, there's a number of things I want to get to, including this little gem, which is on the flight back this morning after being delayed because of the backup at the airport. We had one movie on the plane with us that we wanted to watch. Someone brought it along called Flight with Denzel Washington. I happen to love Denzel. I think I never saw a movie he did that I didn't think was fantastic. I think he's one of the best actors in America. Not think, I know it. It's about a drunk pilot who has to crash land the plane upside down because he's drunk. The first 20, 30 minutes of the movie Flight, I don't know if you've seen it, is so well done. It's awesome. And we're taking off, and the guy pops them. You know, we're maybe at cruising altitude when someone pops the movie in, and watching a plane loses control of its elevator, and how the pilot's drunk, and he has to fly it upside down and crash it in a cornfield in order to survive. And I'm saying, why are we watching this movie at this time on this plane? Why? Why did you have to pick it? Why didn't you bring me Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs or Lassie? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And SafeLight emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
Hey, look, I'm so sick and tired of double talk from our politicians. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt and shrinking dollar?
Well, Michael, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Where'd you learn so much about money, young lady?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it. From the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take this child's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. For the simple truth, I'm Michael Savage.
Going back to the My Vegas thing, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite, 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was like, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days, but she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
Dinovite. .com.
And I was like, oh, that's it. I give her the Dynavite. After 5 weeks, she was starting to clear up. And then one morning, there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's clear. She's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is a healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Our deck was looking pretty bad, so we called Planet Orange, and yep, we had termites. They did a great job at getting rid of the termites, but who do I call to repair the deck?
Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment, also offers construction services. Now's the time to call 1-800-7-ORANGE, because termites don't hibernate. Even if you don't see them, they could be living in the wood, eating away at your home all winter long. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE to schedule a free termite and pest inspection today. Every treatment is backed by an industry-leading 2-year warranty with free annual re-inspections. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of oranges.
Our Planet Orange termite expert, Chris, was really on top of it. He was professional, thorough, and our decks look great.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rosanelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247, or visit drrosanelli.com. Dr. Rosanelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now through February, receive 200 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 2/28/13.
Heart Talk 560 KSFO.
Yeah, we're back on the Savage Nation. Having a raucous time here. I'm ready to take your calls at 855-400-7282 on the Savage Nation. WABC Joe, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Michael. I'd like to talk about the Italian-Americans, the Italian immigrants who lived in New Orleans. I was in New Orleans.
Joe, we are getting breaking up again. Are you on a cell phone?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Joe. I cannot take a cell phone call because I'm dying to hear that call. But the listeners come first. I'm very sorry. York, Pennsylvania. Greg, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Just wanted to call and talk about, I've been a chef for 30 years, and I've always heard about New Orleans. I finally made it down there, got to the famous Bourbon Street, and I just wanted to talk about the five great smells of Bourbon Street. Beer, bums, sewer, sweat, and one other smell you just can't put your finger on.
There you go. That would be horse droppings.
it was certainly something, but yes, New Orleans was great fun, but Bourbon Street was not what I expected.
Well, it's funny because I have a very keen sense of smell. My olfactory sense is a little too sharp for my own sense of peace and quiet. But one night, I guess the first night, we're walking in the street. It was so jammed, you know, the night before the game. And I noticed a horse and carriage going by, you know. And then about 10 minutes later, I heard a scream, a girl's scream, and we all ran up. Let's put it to you this way. Apparently, she was wearing open-toed shoes, and she did not see that the horse had gone by and left a little present for the people in the street. Apparently, in New Orleans, they don't have those catchers in the back of them.
No.
And I don't mean the catcher in the rye either.
Yeah, the same guy.
No, they don't have the catcher in the rye. They sure need him on the back of the horses there, I'll tell you that. Because a police car came and blocked the street off, then they came and swept it. But it's really like what the heck is this? How come they're still letting horses do this in the street? Because it wasn't the first time I saw it. You could smell it in the streets there in the morning, by the way.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I was so glad. I was walking down Bourbon Street one of the days. I actually stayed on Bourbon Street. And fortunately, they come down and they just spray this orange glow all over everything to try to knock the smell out.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would heartily suggest if you go to New Orleans, you stay on the sidewalk, number one. Don't get carried away and wander in the streets at night because you may need a new pair of shoes. Greg, I'm going to send you a copy of my novel, which will be out, what is today? God, only 2 weeks from now, A Time for War. Stay on the line. We'll send it to you shortly. Joe on WABC, welcome back. Glad you called us back from the cell phone to a landline. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Michael. The Italian immigrants in New Orleans in the 19th century represented a huge population that, in fact, that was called Little Palermo. You know, the Latin Quarters was Little Palermo, and that's where it started. The reason for that is that the Italians were considered non-white. So they lived with the black, the African-Americans. Together, they really originated jazz, and this is a fact. It was in National Geographic, many books and studies on this. Louis Prima came out of that. The first original jazz recording was called the Livery Stable Blues by Dick LaRocca and his brothers, and all Italian-Americans. 1917, it was recorded for Victor. So here you have...
Well, wait, you're not suggesting that Italian-Americans invented jazz, because it's not true. They may have commercialized it through the La Rocca studio, but it's well known that that's not true.
Well, the fact is that there was a huge concentration of Italians living there.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we're not denying the Italian culture at all, but this cultural element is clearly of African origin, particularly African-American origin.
The notation, the writing of the music, the three time, the four time, you know, was influenced together. It blended. It was in National Geographic.
All right, I can buy that. I would say that there would be a blending. But it's what you said to me at the beginning of this conversation, to everyone else listening to the show, is intriguing, which is that Italians were considered non-whites at the time and had to live in sort of the poorer neighborhoods?
Yes, yes, yes. And in fact, the largest lynchings of any group in this country was the Italians in 1891. It was the front page of the New York Times. You can check it out yourself, March 19th, 1891, because they believed they were part of the mafia. They had killed the police chief, they thought, and they took these Italian-Americans. These were Italian immigrants living there, working on the docks, and they hung them. It was a mob.
Wow, quite a story. Well, let me send you a copy of A Time for War. Stay on the line. And we are getting a little breakup here again, landline, non-landline. Again, we're having the same little issue on the Savage Nation, which I'd like to kind of get past if I could, which I'll go back to stream of consciousness. We'll try Brent in Arizona. Brent, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Dr. Savage. Were you afraid for your life when the...
All right, thanks for the call. We're having constant problems here, and I cannot explain it again. It's landline. It's cell phone line. This is the second time I've had this, so... I'll go back to my soliloquy until we can find out what the problem is. I did not have it. I had it last week for one night, and I'm having it again. So I'm a level with you because you're my listeners, and I don't want my listeners to go away unhappy. As my dad in his store had a sign that says, "Don't go away, don't go away mad, just go away." But no, I don't want you to go away. I want you to stay listening to the show. We're going to talk about the lights going out at the Super Bowl, which was clearly a relationship to the over electrical energy that was drawn for the Beyonce show. I mean, that's what happened. What do you need an expert from the government to tell you what happened? She drew so much power they blew the circuit breakers. Well, you don't have to be a genius electrician to figure that one out. But they'll give you another story. You see, they don't want to get a liability job. Maybe we can blame it on Bush. That's what did it. Bush blew out the lights at the stadium. It was Bush failing to put in electrical circuits.
Savage.
Look, let's be clear. I have something to ask everyone listening out there, a simple question. Do you hide your teeth when you smile? Are your teeth yellow or stained, making you feel embarrassed? Yellow stained teeth causes stress for thousands of people just like you. And whitening toothpaste just don't make those ugly stains go away. That's why you should try Power Swabs. It's the first tooth whitening system that lifts stains off of your teeth in 5 minutes. The secret? A tooth detergent that dissolves stains on your teeth. And unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs works on natural teeth, veneers, bonding, caps, and crowns. Power Swabs guarantees your teeth will be an average of 6 shades whiter in 7 days, just in time for Valentine's. So call for your 5-minute solution to whiter teeth. Call 1-800-976-5403. 1-800-976-5403. Start showing off your white teeth and smiling more.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. A Sonoma County woman has been arrested on charges of murdering a woman whose body was found in her home. Police say the suspect went to a neighbor's house with blood on her hands and clothing, saying she had just killed someone. A federal judge has denied a Northern California oyster farm's request to overturn its eviction from Point Reyes National Seashore and to allow it to operate while its lawsuit is heard in court. And hundreds of 49ers fans welcomed the team back to the Bay Area this afternoon. Fans wearing red and gold showed their support for the team that lost the Super Bowl as it arrived at San Jose International Airport. Taking a look at the roadways, northbound 101 Trimble looks like a stalled. It's a motorcycle that is down. Second lane from the left is blocked. Earlier, stall looks like it's turned into an accident. Mountain View, northbound 101 at San Antonio Road. 3 cars looks like it's blocking the right lane. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
The best damn morning show, period.
What were we thinking?
Instead, you became a talk show host.
Unbelievable.
Stupid idea, Brian.
You're just a big failure,
you know,
Brian.
And in terms
loser.
Of, you know, what an idiot.
Man, don't you wish you had a time machine.
Oh, my gosh.
Go back and fix that screw up.
Yeah.
Get him a shot of whiskey, Sherry.
Sherry, please pour one up. Yeah. Need to get back in the program here. And if we keep drinking like this, we'll be in a program.
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brought to you by Subway. It's February. You can get any regular footlong sub for just $5 or any premium footlong sub for just $6. Subway, eat fresh. Exclude Supreme subs. Prices and participation may vary. Additional charge for extras.
This is an important message for all hardworking Americans. Not long ago, Michael Parnas was living on a park bench in New York City. Fast forward to 2008, he took a few thousand dollars and in less than 8 months, eight of the worst trading months in stock market history, Michael made close to $4 million. He cracked the stock market's code and discovered the insider trends that your broker doesn't want you to know. So he is giving you his Power Trading, Power Living book and DVD to help take the mystery out of the market, break down the trades and trends you need to know, and show you how he went from a park bench to Park Avenue for free. Just pay shipping. Michael has never stopped believing that regular, hardworking people can make money in the stock market. A lot of money. In fact, Michael is convinced power trading can work for you, too. That's why he's giving you his book and DVD for free. Call Michael now at 800-309-1118 and claim your free copy. Call 800-309-1118. That's 800-309-1118. Trading carries a high level of risk and may not be suitable for everyone.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
When you want to know what the best product is, you ask an expert. So if you want to know why the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the best for you and your family, just ask doctors and nurses why they use it at work and at home, and they'll tell you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is backed by more than 40 published medical studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Babies R Us, Toys R Us, and other fine retailers.
Any evidence that you see...
Liberals loathe him.
...that government spending...
But he could care less.
...is an effective, efficient way to create jobs.
Sean Hannity, weekdays from noon till 3 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
$5 trillion in debt. $5 trillion.
Mark Levin.
Obama is a human wrecking ball.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
BJ, welcome to the program.
I'm glad you went with your son. You were hedging your bet not to go, and you decided to go. And I think I was hoping you'd come back with great stories like you have, and you did. And I saw Katrina in New Orleans in 2003, and I had a lot of the same observations that you had. The street performers were amazing.
They're world-class musicians.
Yes.
And they're still here. And they're in New Orleans, and as I say, New Orleans is what San Francisco pretends to be, but is no longer if it ever was. San Francisco is the fake New Orleans.
It's Queen in front and Mary Ann behind.
Yeah, like I put it last week. Right, right. Queen Anne front, Mary Ann behind. Right, it's exactly San Francisco. Their idea of art here is to strip naked in the street and walk around screaming, "We, I'm free." That's their idea of art. Or whip each other in a parade in wearing leather.
That's egghead liberalism.
That's what happens when a city degenerates. San Francisco is an example of a degenerate city where the entire culture collapses into this kind of degeneracy. New Orleans is downbeat, but it's full of culture. You understand the difference, of course.
Yes. It's an indigenous textured culture handed down to them and an appreciation of history that was gifted to them from their forebears.
Bingo. And they have pride in themselves in the city. Whereas in San Francisco, what you have are basically transients from the Midwest who are pretending that they're Bohemians. And that is the problem, really, in the city. That's the distemper I have with San Francisco. BJ, did I send you a Time for War last week?
No, you didn't.
But you're getting one now. Stay on the line. Okay, 855-400-7282. That opens up another line. 855-400-7282. 855. You're listening to the one and only Savage Nation. The last word in talk radio. I did go to the 49ers-Ravens game, and I'm giving you more talk about the city of New Orleans and my observations than I am about the game, because I think the game unto itself is pretty clear. It speaks for itself. And I don't think that you need to hear it from me. And talk radio has to be much more than Republican, Democrat, Democrat, Republican, Democrat, Republican, Republican, Democrat. Who wants to hear it anymore? Okay, you don't. I know you don't. I can see the numbers. And people who are stuck in that, it's like a broken record. So I have to give you what I can give you, which is uniquely my own, especially at the end of the day. Of course, there's news I'd like to talk about. The murdered Navy SEAL sniper story is complete hogwash. How could the decorated Iraq War veteran, a former SEAL and author of American Sniper, be shot and killed and they arrest his friend, Eddie Ray Ruth, a veteran who they say had PTSD and a mental illness? I don't believe it, by the way. Remember, Kyle was the most lethal sniper in the U.S. and he had 160 confirmed kills. You believe he was shot by his best friend and another Navy SEAL? You believe that, right? That's like you believe the lights went out at the Superdome for an unknown reason, like a bird flew into the window. No, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I don't buy that story. Not at all. Cindy, I'll be with you in a minute. WABC, Mike, you're back up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, it's an honor to speak to you. Good to hear you in New York.
Thank you.
Getting off the New Jersey Turnpike on the way to night shift as a police officer from grad school. You saved me from my professors. I just got to say that. The point I want to make is I played college football. I know two guys, two friends on the Baltimore Ravens, a friend on the 49ers. the point I want to make is about God and the Bible verses. I believe half of them do it, and I've seen it, is for because the camera's on them. You got to watch in the locker room, just like the police locker room is the same as the football locker room. What are they doing when no one's looking? And that's really what it comes down to. A lot of these guys do it. They know the camera's on them, the national anthem. They break down. They put on a show. And you got to see what they're doing behind the scenes. When I played football, we're in the locker room, and the guy's praying, or, you know, you could tell if he's a good person, if he's genuine or not. I would just be wary of that.
So, wait, you're saying that a lot of this getting on the knees and praying to God is fake?
Yes, sir.
Well, I have no way to know. You know, I don't guess the next man's faith, truthfully. I have enough trouble with my own day-to-day to even wonder about the next man's faith. However, all I can tell you is that being at the game and listening to the national anthem and looking at the screen, the big screen, which is, of course, what everyone in the world saw, when I see big, burly men down on their knees praying to God, I mean, I it moves me one way or the other. So even, let's say it's an act. Let's, you and I agree it's an act in some cases, right, Mike?
Yes, sir.
I think I'd rather see more of that act than of someone stripping naked on a stage.
I totally agree.
And remember, children are watching that game. And if the children see a big, athletic man praying to God, isn't that a good image for a kid, whether it's real or false? It's a very good image for a child.
Yes, sir.
You know why, Mike? Children have to believe in something, or they grow up completely confused, lost souls, and they turn to drugs. As it is, believers will turn to the God only knows the devil. So you can imagine what it's like for people who have nothing to believe in, Mike. So therefore, at the end of the day, I'm not here to judge the other man's, you know, the level of his faith. I have to take you on your word as to, you know, what you know and what you saw. I'm not a, you know, an athletic guy. Mike, I want to ask you something. You're in your car. You're driving home. Do you feel that what I've given you thus far in the show for the last hour and 40 minutes is a valid use of my time on the air rather than talking about just the news today?
Absolutely, sir. I am a religious guy. I'm a political guy, and that's why I got into sports. It unites us as a nation. It unites us. I've played with Muslims. I've played with blacks, whites, Jews, everybody. And politics aside, I love the point you brought up that for this one day or whatever, it can bring us all together. And that at the end of the day, we're all human. And just like you
Bingo.
Said,
that's exactly what I saw. That humanity emanated from virtually everybody in that stadium. I don't know whether it was I was wearing rose-colored glasses, but for that size crowd and that amount of drinking, you would have expected a few fists to be thrown. Not one. Not one that I know of. Nobody got crazy. And this is a sea change in America, by the way, Mike. I mean, because when I was younger, if you went to a sporting event, people got crazy, stupid, drunk, fighting. Am I right?
Yes, sir. Yep.
I don't know what happened. Something's different now. Maybe the policing is better. Maybe the cost of the tickets was so high that nobody wanted to be thrown out. I mean, that's quite an incentive unto itself when you think about it, right?
Sure. I think it's like the point you made before. It gives us hope.
It gives us hope.
Honestly,
right.
Not,
and if sports can bring the races together, then God bless sports. That's all I can say. And I can tell you something. I saw people who would never cross each other's paths sitting next to each other and becoming brothers for that couple of hours, even if they were rooting for a different team. Would you believe it?
That's the beauty of sports.
Mike, I'm sending you a copy of A Time for War. My novel will be out in 2 weeks. I hope you enjoy it. You'll get it in a few days. That opens up a line to the Savage Nation, 855-400-SAVAGE, on any topic that you wish to speak about. And that will now go to WMAL in Washington, D.C. Raj, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Thank you for being our eyes and being so, really so perspicacious in looking through what's happening over there. I particularly appreciate the previous caller's comment about God and country and about how some do it for show, some do it otherwise. But I was touched by the way you expressed in the earlier hour about those who, outside the view of the camera,
yeah,
the sincerity, the loyalty to God, the loyalty to country, the real, you could see the expression on their faces of their solemnity as they thought of the great country they're in, which gave them the great opportunities, and God who brought them there. So thank you for pointing that out and being there for us. Many of us could
well, I hope that you find it of some interest rather than talking about pure politics this evening, because I think this is a quintessential American experience, obviously. It is the largest television audience in history, by the way, I think, watched that game yesterday, Raj. And so, therefore, it's certainly worth talking about, you know. There's no question about it. Patrick on WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment that maybe sports fans appear to act unaware to the America right in front of them because they just want to escape reality.
Don't you have an escape in your life, Patrick? Do you have any kind of escape? Do you have any kind of escapism in your life?
Sure, music. I mean, sports is a form of escapism.
What I'm saying is, yes, of course, sports are a form of escapism. It's entertainment. We understand that. But don't you have some forms of escapism in your own life? What might it be?
Music.
In what sense? You like to listen to a type of music, right?
Right. I play trumpet.
Okay. Okay, well, that's very interesting, but you understand that you're performing at that point. I don't know that it's escapism. I think for you it's a stepping into rather than a stepping out of. I don't think when you play that trumpet, you're not running away from anything. You're running into something, running to something, right?
Of course.
I mean, you're running to the essence of your being. You see, it's like me with talk radio. Let me explain something. As stressful as this is, and make no mistake about it, this performance is everything to me. It's extremely stressful. And yet these hours that I am on the air are the best hours of my day. You know, I do fly. I escape my zoological destiny when I'm on the radio. I am an eternal man when I'm on the radio. I know I'm an eternal. I feel I step into eternity when I'm on the radio. And I know that. And I think that that expression that you hear through my voice, my art form, as it were, is why you listen to the show. It's not simply because I'm a certain kind of guy politically. I mean, maybe you like that, but I think it's because you hear a certain kind of, I don't know the right word. You just hear me. And hearing an authentic person in the world of homogenized beings, the world of the media, which is all false, is something that's unique. And my voice is a unique voice in the media. Wouldn't you say that's part of the appeal of this show?
Absolutely.
Now, Patrick, since you're a musical person, when I say that I saw musicians in the streets of New Orleans who were authentic musicians, have you ever been down there? Would you agree with me?
No, I've been across the way. I've been up in Nashville, and you know, you talk about people who would be at sports games who are not, you know, they're more into the stats of games years ago than, you know.
Right. No, that's a whole different story. Stay on the line, Patrick. Thank you for the call. I'm sending you a copy of A Time for War. I really appreciate it. That opens up another line as we drift into the last quarter of this segment of the big game, which is the Savage Nation. And I'll be back to take your calls at 855-400-SAVAGE.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Imagine reaching your New Year's weight loss goals without having to give up chocolate. What's better than chocolate? Delicious free chocolate. I'm health editor Danica Collins. For years, you've heard about the health benefits of chocolate. Now, for the first time, the health benefits of this mouth-watering treat have been paired with the Beverly Hills Mega Weight Loss System. And during this national introduction, you're getting the chocolate free. This system combines the science of your body's metabolism with a supplement containing natural ingredients proven in clinical studies to help you lose weight. Plus, we'll help you shape up without even stepping into the gym with a twice-a-week fun and simple 12-minute fitness program. The new you for the new year starts right now. Why would you wait any longer? Did I mention the free chocolate? This is a weight loss system that you'll love, and to prove it, we'll send you our chocolate free. Call in the next 90 minutes, 800-827-FATLOSS. You only have 90 minutes to get your free chocolate, and then it's gone. 800-827-FATLOSS. 800-827-3285.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, Resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend wisefoodstorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, wisefoodstorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with wisefoodstorage.com.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-978-9766 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-978-9766. 1-800-978-9766. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-978-9766.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, we know how to treat you with bonus play, giveaways, special invitations, and plenty of perks. And now we're giving out something extra to everyone who signs up for Cash Club. All new members will receive $25 on their Cash Club card. It's the free and easy way to find what you'll love about Cache Creek. Are you a foodie? Then use your points in one of our delectable restaurants. In the mood to relax? Use the points at the spa. If a day on the links is your thing, then use them at Yochadihi, Cache Creek's championship golf course. The rooms are fair game, and so is anything in our gift shop. Best of all, you can use that $25 at our mini mart to gas up your car, which means the drive to Cache Creek is on us. Join Cash Club today. It's free and easy to sign up. And right now, we're giving new members a $25 credit. Only at Cash Creek. Play the best. Close to home.
Settling for another Valentine's dinner and a movie? How about a free romantic winter getaway for two from SweetJack.com? Right now, SweetJack is giving away a two-night stay at Colorado's Telluride Resort Lodging with 3 days of skiing. Hit the slopes on the Coonskin Lift, then step inside your two-bedroom condo and enjoy the warmth of the fire or your private hot tub. It'll be a Valentine's night to remember. Enter to win now at SweetJack.com. No purchase necessary.
Your favorite radio station really helps you out. It wakes you up in the morning, plays the music you love all day, and keeps you in touch with what's happening around you. Now, it just got better. Thanks to iHeartRadio, you can take your favorite station in your mobile device, including iPhone, iPad, Android, Windows Phone, and more. Download the free iHeartRadio app at iHeartRadio.com. Your favorite station with the music and personalities you love is always just a click away. Thanks to iHeartRadio.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Now, remember what I said to you earlier, that the guy sitting next to us, the guy who looks like Forrest Whitaker, the big 6'5" guy who said he played a sports guy in a movie, and he was told, his character was told that all sports are fixed. Here's a story, just came out. Top weapon unused at end. 5 yards to go, 49ers don't run Gore or Kaep. Some ask why. I mean, how do you put two and two together here? Why? Why didn't they run their best people out at the end? What are you telling me? It's not possible that this actor who told me all sports are fixed, that sports are not fixed? Why? Because it's so sacred and American, it couldn't be? Oh, like elections can't be fixed, huh? Nobody could fix an American election. That could never happen. We can't grant amnesty to illegal aliens in the millions prior to an election, and we can't have a vote counting computer, suddenly the whole system sold to a socialist company in Spain. No, we can't do that. Well, that's what happened. So don't tell me that games can't be altered or set up in advance. He also said that it's not up to the players, it's up to the coaches. Okay, the players play their hearts out. They don't even know what's going on. Here's a story. 5 yards to go, 49ers don't run Gora Cape. Some ask why. Well, I'm asking why. And I'm also telling you what someone told me last night before the lights went out. Rabbi Green, KSFO, San Francisco, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Oh, Dr. Savage, so good to finally speak to you. Hopefully one day we will meet. I'm here in Berkeley.
In Berkeley, congratulations for surviving Gehenna.
Only here 2 years, though, from the East Coast.
So what brings you to the show? What brings you to the program this evening?
There were many firsts that happened at that great game yesterday. Were you aware of the firsts that were happening there?
Well, like, why don't you tell us instead of making it? Let's not play Talmudic riddles. Please tell us what your observations are.
This was the first time in the 47-year history that there was kosher food served in the stadium yesterday.
And
you're not aware of that?
No, I'm not aware of it. And what else?
And what else? The first? Well, of course, Kaepernick threw the first 49er interception in 6 years. And the two brothers, of course, playing together, right?
Yeah, that was unusual. The two coaches as his brothers, I find that amazing, truly amazing. Well, Rabbi, I'm very glad that you have found the Savage Nation as a new radio listening home for yourself on KSFO in San Francisco. And I'm sending you a copy of my forthcoming novel, A Time for War. Please stay in the line. We'll get one out to you. WABC New York City. Hank, thanks for the call. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Dr. Savage, this is Hank from New York. Before I get to my point, I want to just tell you very quickly, I'm lying in bed here with my wife, who graduated Jamaica High School in 1959.
Congratulations. I'm glad you're still in bed with her. I hope you didn't meet her in high school.
No, I didn't meet her in high school. No, long after high school.
Okay.
My point is, I told your call screener, I know you're not a major sports fan. You don't go to too many live sports events.
I generally avoid sporting events. I've been to only a few in my adult life, mainly boxing, and that's about it. But and some Ultimate Fighting, because my son sponsored it long before it was popular.
There's some reality about sports. Speaking as a major sports fan here in New York, when you go to the fans at the Super Bowl are not your typical sports fans. These are people who pay big money for tickets,
yep,
et cetera,
right,
et cetera. When you go to a Ranger game, when you go to a Jet game, when you go to, yep, a Met game, you go to a Yankee game, you will find yourself surrounded by people. I'm not painting a broad brush. It's everyone in the stadium, but a very big percentage who are drunkards, who use foul language. I can't bring my grandson to a ball game.
Uh-huh. So in other words, okay, you're right. The tickets are so expensive that you're going to find a different relationship between people, certainly less rowdy, to make it very simple. Well, okay, maybe that explains it. So this is not a typical sporting event, but it is the biggest sporting event in America, you know, so it does reflect some part of America, wouldn't you say? Well, I'll give you an example. But not everybody there is a rich man or a rich woman. You see, a lot of people save all year to go to an event like this. They're ordinary people. It was a black guy sitting next to me, my right. He had two children with him and his wife, the daughter 16, the daughter 9. And I don't know, I was sort of like getting to know him, and he was a Baltimore fan. He was from Baltimore. And I don't know, he came up like, you know, how much of these seats cost, whatever. He said, you know what? He said, I worked all year for this. He said, I'm getting older. You can't take it with you. I want to give the children a good memory. So not everyone there was a rich person is what I'm saying, Hank.
But not your typical fan during the season.
Your point is accepted, which is that a lesser cost event would draw more of the rowdy type, to put it nicely, right?
Yes, to put it nicely.
Put it nicely. I put it another way if I was not on the radio, but I am on the radio. And I want Hank, stay on the line. I'm sending you A Time for War. It's out in a couple of weeks. I hope you all go to michaelsavage.com and check out the free chapter and order it from Amazon, so we send the message out to the country that it's an important story about China sending sleeper cells into America. and their plan is for a 9/11 to make 9/11 almost child's play compared to what they're going to do to us in the fiction. Of course, you know that they're our friends, and they mean us no harm. You understand that. But I'm a fiction writer as well as a talk show host, so I wrote a Time for it's pure fantasy. That's all. Just pure fantasy. You know it could never happen here. Just as a World Series could never be fixed. Just as a presidential election could never be rigged. Just as a Super Bowl could never be explained. You know, Savage Nation, 855-400-7282. MichaelSavage.com awaits you. Stay online. Third hour coming up across America right here.
Monday.
You knew it was coming, so here's the question. How do you feel amnesty for 30 million illegal aliens will affect you and your family? It's that simple. Forget Schumer. Forget John the Shame McShame. Forget Menendez. These people are demagogues. They'll spend any amount of your money in order to get reelected. They can't run on anything but demagoguery. So the question becomes simple. We all love immigrants. We're all descended from immigrants. It's a nation of opportunity for immigrants. We've heard it all, blah, blah, blah. Now, let me tell you something. If anyone in radio owns this topic of immigration, it's me, Michael Savage. Borders, language, and culture have been the watchwords of my show since I began a radio in 1994. Borders, you know what they are? They're quaint. It's a quaint concept that used to exist before Bill Clinton came along and started to melt the border with Mexico in order to make certain that the world would be safe for Democrats. Language, you know what language means? It means language. The national language is English. All the public documents are English, in English. All the courts are held in the English language. Every certificate is issued in the English language. We are not a bilingual nation. Culture. There's a common culture. It combines. It permutates. It changes, but it holds people together. Can you name one other nation on earth that has a population, a foreign population of about 10%, that will not speak the language of the land, will not wave the flag of the land, but insists upon speaking its own language and waves its own flag? It's unheard of. And so these quisling politicians are really not friends of immigrants, are they? What they are friends of demagoguery. And I have to ask you the simplest of questions, which is how you feel amnesty for 30 million illegal aliens will affect you and your family. Now, wait. I know you've been told by the honest men in government that it's 11 million illegal aliens. Oh, it's 11 million? When has the government last told you anything that turned out to be true? It's probably 30 million. And by the way, while you're thinking about this, who will pay for their health care? And while you're thinking about that, who will pay for the health care of all of their relatives that will come in under a chain reaction? If you've always wanted to live in Mexico, then you must be a good friend of John McCain, Charlie Schumer, Robert Menendez, and the other demagogues. Now, let's start with the biggest picture of all. Anyone who opposes granting amnesty to illegal aliens has been called a racist ever since this discussion began. We've heard it. We're used to it. It's a lie. It's one of the big lies. But as Goebbels, Hitler's propaganda minister, said, if you tell a big lie often enough, it will become the truth. So if you love your country and you believe in the integrity of your nation and you believe there should be a set of laws about immigration and everything else, you're not a racist. What you are is a person who loves your country. But I'll again bring it down to brass tacks. Who is going to pay for them? How do you feel amnesty for 30 million illegal aliens will affect you and your family? The phone number is 855-400-7282. And right now we're going to go to open mic lines on the Savage Nation. Any topic is fair game. I have a surprise for you. Anyone who gets on the show tonight will get a free copy of my novel. Any caller who clears the board screener will get a free copy of A Time for War sent out. And you want to hear something odd? The book is about Chinese cells in the United States of America who are planning a terrorist attack against the country. And they're interrupted by my hero, Jack Hatfield. You want to hear something amazing? The New York Times reported yesterday on its own front page that their newspaper had been hacked by the Chinese military repeatedly, and they had to invest a lot of money in a firewall to stop the Chinese military from hacking their newspaper. The reason the Times is being hacked is because they are running an expose on the Chinese premier's family making billions of dollars through corrupt contracts. Does that sound familiar? So the New York Times now finds out that China is at war with them. My editor goes to the New York Times and says, hey, guys, you should cover A Time for War. You should interview Michael Savage. The book is about what just happened to you in a way. You know what they said? We don't want to know about it. He's not one of us. Stanford, Connecticut. Bill, we'll try you on the Savage Nation.
Hi, it's Bill from Stanford, Dr. Savage. I emphasize Dr. Savage. I took your advice a couple weeks ago and got the Trader Joe's vitamin C crystals.
Yeah.
My daughter and I had both serious head colds with asthma. Within 4 days, it felt remarkably better. No antibiotics, no steroids.
Of course. But go to your doctor. You know what he'll say? Well, you had a spontaneous remission. It would have gone away anyway. That quackery doesn't work.
Yeah, but you also gave me great advice on the bilberry from your in the past.
See, the reason the doctors tell you that the vitamins don't work is because there's almost no money in vitamins. It's not prescription. It's inexpensive, so it goes against the entire grain of the medical pharmaceutical guild. Bill, you're getting a free copy of my novel. I think it's best to start with, I'll do the news in a minute because Hillary Clinton sounds to me like she's deranged. I've always mistrusted her ever since Cattlegate, Hattlegate, Maddlegate, Daddlegate, Madelinegate. And all of the other gate gates that were involved with her and her husband. And she did the worst job in the history of the State Department, covered up by the stenographers and the media. We have the Middle East on fire. We have an Islamist regime taking over the most populous Muslim country on earth, Egypt. And we send them 400 M1A Abrams tanks and F-16s. It's beyond comprehension. The Middle East is more unstable than it's ever been in my lifetime. But you have to listen to what she said as she departed the State Department. Please play it.
I will not have the opportunity to continue being part of this amazing team. But I am so grateful that we've had a chance to contribute in each of our ways to making our country and our world stronger, safer, fairer, and better.
I'm speechless, and I am never speechless. Do you agree that Hillary Clinton and her team has made America and the world stronger, safer, fairer, and better? And if you believe that's true, tell us how. Because the opposite is obvious. She's made it weaker, less safe, less fair, and worse. But she says she made the world stronger, safer, fairer, and better. So if you're a Lib Dem, if you're a brainwashed jelly bean eater, why don't you call the show, and I'm going to listen to you, and you're going to tell America on the Savage Nation tonight how Hillary Clinton has made the world stronger, safer, fairer, and better, and America as well. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. You are listening to The Last Word in Talk Radio, The Savage Nation. Let me tell you a story while you're calling the phone numbers, because I have so much time during the day now that the show starts so late that I can actually go to lunch as opposed to eating out of styrofoam boxes in my kitchen watching the news. It's a big change for me. And now that the weather's getting spring-like here in the San Francisco Bay Area, I went up to lunch to a place I never go to lunch. I only go there for dinner. I enjoyed the lunch I sat outdoors. It's a place called Chalet Basque. I know the owner, Roger Minaldo, for over 40 years. He used to be down in Sausalito at a place called Guernica. This is a purely local place. Nobody knows this place, but it's full all the time because it's the best food in the world. They know me so well that I literally just have to show up and they know what to make me. They know there's no butter, the this, the that. But the food is amazing. Sitting outdoors, you're reminded of being in a little country place in France. So it's a place I sit and enjoy. So Roger comes over and we start chatting and he says to me, he knows a guy that he said would have made a perfect talk show host. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, he's the kind of guy that if you ask him to tell you the time on his watch, he'll tell you how the watch was made. I said he should have been in talk radio. He would have been he would have been there. If you ask him the time, he'll tell you how the watch was built. I said, it sounds like somebody I know. And I had a wonderful meal, and here I am in front of the microphone. But you know, Hillary Clinton is another topic. Stronger, safer, fairer, better. Is she deluded, or did they just lie to themselves? Does she really believe that with a dead ambassador, with Islamists raging throughout Libya, throughout Egypt, with Syria burning, that she's made the world stronger, safer, fairer, better? Or does she just say what she knows to be false, or does she believe it? How do you feel amnesty for 30 million illegal aliens will affect you and your family? I don't care if you're a stupid white hipster who thinks that you're immune. I'm going to tell you something, brother. You're going to be overrun. Because there's a related article that I want to talk about, especially to the dumb white hipsters in the country who think they're so smart. Study, USA Today. Nearly half are overqualified for their jobs. Many with degrees will end up as janitors, the study's author says. Did you hear this? People with college degrees are now working as janitors. They are overqualified for their jobs. So they're not working at all because they're too good for it. What do you think is going to happen to all of you overqualified for your job hipsters when the illegals come swarming across the border? The phone number is 855-400-SAVAGE. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And SafeLight emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Diamonds, the gift that lasts forever. The Jewelry Exchange imports their diamonds direct and has thousands of GIA diamonds guaranteed the lowest price. Certified 1-carat solitaires are $19.90, certified 3/4 carat $12.90, and certified 1/2 carat $6.90. We have thousands of designer styles and will set your diamond while you watch. Seen it elsewhere? Bring us the design, and in most cases, we can customize it for you on our computer-animated design system and save you as much as 60%. Oval pendant similar to Tiffany's with 54 diamonds, just $249. 1-carat halo rings are $699, and 1-carat studs, just $399. The Jewelry Exchange has thousands of styles guaranteed to appraise for double. That's right, double. Some restrictions apply. Plus, no interest for 6 months. Buy factory direct and save. The Jewelry Exchange in Redwood City, 650-367-6500. That's 650-367-6500. Or shop at jewelryexchange.com.
Guys, isn't it high time you did something about that ugly toenail fungus? Especially with spring right around the corner? I'm Heather for 800 New Toes. When I produced the Dr. Dean Adele Show, he consistently encouraged listeners with nail fungus to free themselves of this stubborn condition via FDA-approved laser treatment available through the board-certified foot doctors at 800 New Toes. Don't kid yourself. Yes, us gals notice your feet, and yes, it's a deal-breaker. But it doesn't have to be. The New Toes doctors have successfully treated over 10,000 of your Bay Area friends and neighbors. So what are you waiting for? A deal? You got it. The New Toes doctors are offering $100 off treatment now through March 3rd. So get New Toes ASAP, because before you know it, you'll be heading for the beach, the park, the pool, and beyond. Book your appointment today and be on your way to healthy new toes while saving $100. Call 800-NEW-TOES or check out 800newtoes.com. Take a step in the right direction. 800-NEW-TOES.
I used to pay exterminators to spray my house with toxic chemicals every month. When Chloe was born, I knew there just had to be a better way.
There is. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment, also offers revolutionary methods of pest control. This is the season when ants, spiders, other bugs, and rodents are trying to get into your home. So call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. Planet Orange will customize a pest control program for your family using botanical solutions to common pest problems, with free service calls between treatments if needed, and peace of mind at no extra charge. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of mint.
Mark, our Planet Orange pest expert, checks in with us every time they come out to treat the property. He's really a tenant.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
Sean Hannity.
At some point, America's going to come calling for conservative answers because they are the only ones that will work.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Para mí, yo creo que esto es un momento de gran oportunidad. Para realizar una reforma integral de nuestro sistema inmigratorio.
No, you're not listening to Radio Mexico. You're not listening to the president of Buenos Aires, Argentina. You're listening to an alleged U.S. Senator, Robert Menendez, deeply enmeshed in an underage prostitute scandal that's being hushed up and covered up by the FBI. And yet, this man has the audacity to get up and in this country speak in Spanish throughout, as though the English-speaking population of any race no longer exists, no longer matters. What bewilders me in all of this frenzy for the Hispanic vote is this. What happened to the non-Hispanic vote? Did it just disappear? Why do both parties assume that only Hispanics vote and only their vote seems to matter? What happened to the non-Hispanic vote? I mean, there are people who speak a language other than Spanish, aren't there? I think that there are, and most of them happen to be citizens, and yet you wouldn't know that listening to McShane or Charles the Big Shoe Schumer. They're obsessed with demagoguery. They are not addressing the issue of how will you pay for their health care. Again, I have to repeat again, I run the risk of being called names, which are all false, but I faced them since 1994. And although it's unpleasant to have names thrown at me, it doesn't matter. The truth is more important to me than the lies of these fascists, because fascists they are. A fascist is someone who uses tactics of hatred to try to win an argument without discussing reality. What would you call John McCain and Charles Schumer when they're saying against the will of most American people, we're going to grant amnesty to the illegal aliens because King Obama wants illegal aliens to be citizens so he can be king forever. And make no mistake about it, if you grant amnesty to 30 million illegal aliens, it's the end of America as you know it. You will never, ever get your country back, ever. You will lose your borders, your language, and your culture. It will affect everyone listening to this show, and all for the worse. It will not affect you for the better. The country is bankrupt. Who is going to pay for this amnesty? Who will pay for their hospital care? I'd like to play Senator John the Shame McCain in clip number 4, please.
Any immigration legislation that passes Congress must establish practical legal channels for workers to enter the United States, whether they're high skill, low skill, or agriculture workers, so we can free up federal officials to focus on those individuals truly intending to do our nation harm through drug smuggling, people trafficking, and possibly terrorism.
Really? That's interesting. You mean illegal immigrants all don't come here to do good, John? I thought that the television networks told us that none of them do drug smuggling, none of them traffic in humans, and none of them conduct terrorism. I thought they all come here to mow lawns and to use leaf blowers, John. Now, I want to direct you to an article that I found in the Los Angeles Times. It's a small article. You're getting no national play. But it's telling that it appeared in the liberal L.A. Times. And that is about a Latino gang intimidating black people into leaving the city of Compton that was once an African-American enclave. It's part of a violent trend seen in other parts of the L.A. area. The headline is innocent enough. Attack on family in Compton. Latest incident in wave of anti-black violence. But you have to read the article to understand there's a race war going on against blacks in Compton, California. Latino gangs are using the N-word. They're jumping out, drawing guns, beating up blacks with metal pipes. And it's a campaign by Latino gangs to force Africans out of the neighborhood, African-Americans out of the neighborhood. Compton, California, with a population of about 97,000, was predominantly black for many years. It is now 65% Hispanic and 33% black. But it's not only historically black areas that have been targeted. Federal authorities, whatever that may mean, have alleged in several indictments in the last decade that the Mexican Mafia prison gang has ordered street gangs under its control to attack African Americans. Now, why are they doing this? Why are Hispanic gangs driving blacks out of Compton? Does anyone have an answer for that? Ask Charles Schumer. Why don't you ask Robert Menendez? Why don't you ask John McCain? Why don't you ask any of the other Republicrats or Demicans who are nothing more than low-life demagogues? How do you feel amnesty for 30 million illegal aliens will affect you and your family? Who will pay for their health care? And remember, if anyone in radio owns the topic of immigration, it's me, Michael Savage. Watchwords of this show have been borders, language, and culture since 1994. Now let's pull back to the bigger picture. You have the issue of demographics, number one. Demographics are very telling. You have a massive population of illegal immigrants who refuse to learn English, refuse to wave the American flag at sporting events. I know because I've been there. And refuse to assimilate into this great melting pot, which in many cases has ceased being a melting pot a long time ago. It's not your grandfather's America. It is a place that people come to trash, to dump garbage on, and to steal as much as they can get and send it home. That's the melting pot of Charles Schumer and John McCain. It is not a melting pot. And so I ask you this. Can you stand up for your country and just say no? Do you know how to say no to anything that these demagogues, called Republicans and Democrats alike, are demanding of you? How much can the people in this country take from this gang of shysters called politicians? They are demagogues, pure and simple. They are appeasing a Hispanic mob for fear that they will lose their vote. That's all there is to it. Whatever happened to the non-Hispanic vote in America? Did it suddenly disappear? Whatever happened to the vote in America of legal citizens? Did it disappear, John McCain? Mr. Menendez, I address you in New Jersey. I assume you may be listening to me on WABC. Are you telling us that you are so afraid of the Hispanic mobs in New Jersey that you are willing to disregard the votes of those in New Jersey who are saying we are broke, how we're going to pay for them? Mr. Menendez, answer the question. How are we going to pay for the illegal aliens?
Savage.
Imagine reaching your New Year's weight loss goals without having to give up chocolate. What's better than chocolate? Delicious free chocolate. I'm health editor Danica Collins. For years, you've heard about the health benefits of chocolate. Now, for the first time, the health benefits of this mouth-watering treat have been paired with the Beverly Hills Mega Weight Loss System. And during this national introduction, you're getting the chocolate free. This system combines the science of your body's metabolism with a supplement containing natural ingredients proven in clinical studies to help you lose weight. Plus, we'll help you shape up without even stepping into the gym with a twice-a-week fun and simple 12-minute fitness program. The new you for the new year starts right now. Why would you wait any longer? Did I mention the free chocolate? This is a weight loss system that you'll love, and to prove it, we'll send you our chocolate free. Call in the next 90 minutes, 800-827-FATLOSS. You only have 90 minutes to get your free chocolate, and then it's gone. 800-827-FATLOSS. 800-827-3285.
Good evening, I'm Dave Hounks. Hot Talk 560 KSFO. California is suing BP and ARCO for allegedly failing to inspect and maintain underground storage tanks at nearly 800 gas stations. The companies could face fines of $5,000 per violation. A former teacher at Berkeley High School has agreed to a plea bargain on a drug charge that will keep him out of prison. He pleaded guilty to possession of LSD after police stopped his car in San Rafael. An estimated 108 million people watched the Super Bowl. The Nielsen Company says the Baltimore Ravens win over the 49ers was the third most viewed program in television history. Both the 2010 and 2011 games hits 111 million. Taking a look at the roadways, have a car fire being reported southbound 101 3rd Street. Looks like it's a taxi. Looks like it's off to the right shoulder. Just minor delays getting past the scene. Injury crash still in Oakland, westbound 580 Lakeshore. It's all off to the right side now. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You used to be able to keep a foreign financial account secret from the IRS. No more. The IRS has found a way to force foreign financial institutions to report you. Failure to disclose foreign income and assets could lead to long-term imprisonment and loss of more than everything you'll ever have.
If you have unreported foreign income and assets, there are a variety of options, not just the current amnesty program, that could benefit you. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in obtaining results in international tax law cases. This is an extremely complex area of law, and my team of tax attorneys and CPAs have the international tax experience you need. If you wait until the government contacts you, it could mean heavy fines and even prison time. Call us before it's too late.
Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-567-9916 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-567-9916. 1-800-567-9916. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-567-9916.
When you want to know what the best product is, you ask an expert. So if you want to know why the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the best for you and your family, just ask doctors and nurses why they use it at work and at home, and they'll tell you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is backed by more than 40 published medical studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Babies R Us, Toys R Us, and other fine retailers.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
The Cato Institute. He heads research into a variety of domestic policies. He has a great handle on our national debt and what the debt ceiling debate really means. Michael, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you as always.
What is the so-called debt ceiling?
Well, the debt ceiling is the legal limit on how much money the federal government can borrow in the future. It doesn't affect current debt. We've already borrowed that in the past. This is about future borrowing and how much more future borrowing we can do.
Well, what are the ramifications if we don't raise the debt ceiling?
Well, it essentially means that we can no longer spend more than we take in taxes. It would forbid us from doing any future borrowing. Now, we should be clear that this does not mean default. It has nothing to do with our past debt or making good on those past obligations. Because, for example, we've already run up $16.4 trillion in debt. We're not going to pay that debt off. We have about $500 billion in bonds that will mature every month. But we don't pay those off in the sense of doing away with them. If we did, our debt would be going down every month instead of going up. What we do is simply roll those bonds over into new bonds. Basically, we pay off the old ones and we buy new ones. That means the net debt doesn't change, so it doesn't affect the debt limit. So that's not being affected by hitting the debt limit. There is a question of paying the interest on the debt each month. We owe about $31 billion every month in interest on the debt. But we collect $270 billion in taxes every month. So we have more than enough money to pay the interest on the debt. We're not going to default on that either. What we won't have is enough money to continue, or enough borrowing authority to continue to borrow the 28 or 30% of federal spending that we currently borrow money to pay for. So we do have to, in effect, immediately cut spending by about a third.
Have we ever really defaulted? What actually happened?
We actually have had a default in the past. We did it back in 1979. It was a combination of things. The Democrats, who controlled Congress at the time, delayed approving an increase in the debt ceiling. And then as a result of that, we were right up against the deadline, and there was a computer failure. And so we did not actually make payments on the interest rate at that time. So we actually have had a default in the past.
How does U.S. debt get bought and sold around the world? Who owns most of our debt?
Well, it is sold on bond markets, in effect. We go out to the public and we ask investors to buy our debt. Some of it's bought by foreign countries, about 10% by China, for example, about 10% by Japan, about another 20% by other countries, and about the rest is bought by U.S. investors. You could have a T-bill in your investment portfolio.
How would it affect markets if we defaulted?
Well, people would think we were less worthy as a credit risk, and that means that they would demand a higher return on their investment. Right now, people are willing to lend us money at extremely low interest rates because we're a pretty good risk. But if we were riskier, just like with any risky investment, people want a higher return in exchange for the risk, so we'd probably have to raise the interest rates we pay. When we defaulted back in 1979, interest rates went up by about 0.7%, and that adds about $100 billion a year to what we owe in interest.
Well, what are some of the lies and myths floating around about the debt ceiling?
Well, number one, of course, is that failing to increase the debt ceiling means a default. But as I explained, we have enough money to pay interest, and we are going to be able to continue to roll over the current debt, so we're not going to default on our debt. And number two is that it only has to do with past spending. But the reality is that past spending has already been paid for. What we're talking about now is whether or not we will borrow money in order to continue to pay spending at the current rate we're spending money at.
What is U.S. debt really comprised of? Where did we accrue this debt?
Well, the debt is essentially the buildup of each year's budget deficit. Every year that we run a budget deficit, that gets added to the national debt. So we've been running budget deficits of over $1 trillion, for example, for the last 5 years. That $5 trillion gets added to the about $9 trillion in debt we had at the end of the Bush administration, and now we're up to $14 trillion.
Michael, why can't we seem to get the debt under control? Why is this continuously an issue?
Well, traditionally, of course, we've had a bit of a deficit. We've been spending at about 21% of gross domestic product since the World War II on average, and we've taken in about 18 or 19% of GDP in revenue, and that short gap has left us usually with a couple of $100 billion shortfall. The problem is that since the recession hit, we've had much lower tax revenue. We've had about 16% of GDP in tax revenue, much lower than traditionally because the economy is doing so poorly. And spending has been through the roof under the last of the Bush administration and under President Obama. We've been spending close to 25% of GDP. Well, that makes a much bigger gap, much bigger deficit.
Okay. Explain to the savage nation the debt deal that was just passed.
Well, the deal they just made essentially was to give an increase in the debt ceiling of enough to get us through about the next 3 months. It would carry us through until about May, allow the federal government to continue to borrow enough to spend what it's spending through the end of May. And in exchange for that, what they said was that the Senate would have to pass a budget. That was essentially the condition that was put on there. And if the Senate fails to pass a budget, then the pay of senators and congressmen would be suspended for 2 years. They can't actually take away the salary of congressmen and senators. That's actually forbidden by law, I believe, constitutionally. But what they can do is suspend it, so you basically don't get anything until the end of your term.
Did the Republicans really cave on the debt fight, or is it a charade?
Well, they certainly didn't get any spending cuts. So to that degree, they have caved on the debt fight. But they do have two opportunities coming up. They are going to face, first, the sequester, which was supposed to start January 1st, but as part of the fiscal cliff negotiations, it got pushed back 3 months. That'll come due in March, where there's $1 trillion in cuts that will go into effect automatically unless Congress does something about them. And perhaps the GOP can hold firm and simply allow those to take effect. And then at the end of March, there's going to be the expiration of the continuing resolution, which is essentially the budget that's funding the government now. And unless Congress approves a new budget or a new continuing resolution at that time, then we'll have another one of these government shutdowns.
Should people be considering other options to protect their wealth, gold, for example, which is a good hedge?
Well, I'm certainly no investment advisor, but what I can tell people is that our economy is well on the road to becoming Greece. We are facing debts that are in many ways technically much as bad or worse than those in many of the countries of Europe. And we're being kept afloat largely because the situation in Europe is so bad that we remain the world's preferential currency, and people are willing to lend us money at absurdly low interest rates. There is no guarantee that that will continue forever.
Well, where do we go from here? Where can the Savage Nation audience read or learn more?
Well, they certainly can check out our website at www.cato.org. We have a great deal of information there. And where do we go from here? We can expect that we are going to see the next fights, over the sequester and the continuing resolution, probably coming up in March.
Michael Tanner with the Cato Institute, thanks for joining us today on the Savage Nation.
Always a pleasure.
I'm Michael Savage, and I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, look, I'm so sick and tired of double talk from our politicians. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt and shrinking dollar?
Well, Michael, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Where'd you learn so much about money, young lady?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it. From the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take this child's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. For the simple truth, I'm Michael Savage.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And SafeLight emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
It's just that one party has taken straight aim at the middle class. The Democrats live for more onerous regulation on businesses. That's irrelevant.
Michael Savage.
Of course the Republicans are for big business, but the Democrats are for big business. It's big business that runs the country. So what's wrong with big business? Without big business, there'd be no big country. So let's stop being fools about it. We're no longer making buggy whips and Swiss cheese in our backyard.
The Savage Nation. Weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Valentine's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3939. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings, plus pick any delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3939. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3939.
We're kicking off a year of fortune at Cache Creek Casino Resort. From January 14th through February 18th, we're bringing in Chinese New Year with fortune for everybody. Every day, win $888 in bonus play. Every hour from 2 p.m. till 10 p.m. Plus, every Saturday and Sunday, we're having cash drawings for $1,000 at 3 p.m., 5, 7, 9, and 11 p.m. Then, Fortunes Rise Chinese New Year weekend, February 16th, 17th, and 18th, when each cash drawing winner receives $2,500 in cash. The Year of Fortune, only at Cache Creek. Play the best close to home. Complete details at cachecreek.com.
The Car Pro, Jerry Reynolds.
The problem is, at that kind of mileage, I don't care what brand it is, you're going to have a catastrophic failure. And right now, with the truck running, it's worth some money, believe it or not, as a 98 model. But you let the transmission go out, or you shell that engine, and all of a sudden, it's worth what it weighs at the scrapyard.
Email Jerry at carprousa.com.
Thank you, Dr. Car Pro.
Then listen this weekend.
Listen to the Car Pro Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Escape the talking points and join me, Michael Savage, inside the Savage Nation right here, weeknights at 6 on the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
By their presence today, my Republican colleagues are making a significant statement about the need to fix our broken immigration system. We Democrats are equally serious.
All right, shut up. How's that? How does that work for you, Charles? You're a demagogue. You always have been. You hate the country. You would do anything to sell a country down the river to stay in office another day. Every poll taken by any pollster says that 70% of the American people are opposed to amnesty for illegal aliens. I don't care that John the Shame McCain has joined you. After all, John the Shame McCain joined Kennedy in wanting to grant amnesty to illegal aliens. He's been owned lock, stock, and barrel by whatever the powers may be that own the Democrats on this issue. They've owned rhinos like McCain a long time. There's nothing new under the sun with any of this. The only thing new is that the king is in favor of it this time. They have a king in favor of anything he can do to destroy borders, language, and culture. But going to the bigger picture, it's not just folks from Mexico who threaten the sovereignty of America. We also have an issue with Asians who are here in droves illegally. So much so that in San Francisco's Chinatown, which I point out in my thriller, A Time for War, which is coming out in just a few weeks and a few pages. Well, let me read you a page or two about that little issue, something you wouldn't know exists. So Jack is walking out of North Beach, and then he's going in the streets, and he looks at the U Market, which is a big part of the novel, and it's in the middle of the street, and he's on Clay Street, which is in Chinatown. And here's what I wrote. U Market was located in the middle of the street with other storefronts and Asian restaurants around it. The buildings are mostly two and three stories tall with signs in Chinese and English. Jack feels a flash of nostalgia. He had first come to the grocery when he still had his talk show. Jack was old enough to remember the turf wars that had always been at a low simmer down here. They led to the founding of the SFPD's Asian Gang Task Force, which stopped most of the street violence. However, that did not end the lawless activities of the youth gangs. They went back underground and continued recruiting from high schools and pool halls, rewarding members with cash, women, drugs, and a sense of empowerment. Unlike the majority of the Asians, the gangs were scrupulously devoted to the idea of non-assimilation. Their idea of community did not extend beyond the boundaries of the gang. Chinese who did not support them were against them. The struggle for control of the drug trade, gambling, the sale of knockoff designer goods, cockfights and fight clubs kept the gangs bickering among one another, unable to expand. Jack had once described it on air as a local version of Iran and Iraq under Saddam, when they were so busy warring with one another, they couldn't do much damage to anyone else. The one area that did not apply was human trafficking. For years, the Long Zai gang had transported young Chinese, Malaysian, and Thai women in cargo containers to Vancouver. Then they drove the women by van down to San Francisco, Los Angeles, and San Diego, ostensibly to work in restaurants. All the girls were forced into prostitution. And I'll pause right there. It's a page or two from my forthcoming novel, A Time for War. And as you can see, the problems America face are not limited to our neighbors to the south of the border. Again, I ask the big question. With the addition of 30 million illegal aliens into Obamacare alone, what do you think will happen to your health care? Who is going to pay for this? Who is going to pay for it? King Obama just doesn't know how to limit his ambitions, does he? How do you feel as an American citizen that so many of your sellout Quisling politicians on both sides of the so-called aisle are willing to throw the country in the toilet for the sake of the Hispanic vote? And by the way, they're not going to get the Hispanic vote. Do you think that because they're going to pander to the illegal aliens, suddenly they're going to vote Republican? Of course not. You don't remember this, but Reagan came out and said that we should grant amnesty to illegal aliens. Your hero, Ronald Reagan, the great Ronald Reagan, the hero of the neocon, Ronald Reagan. It was Ronald Reagan himself who called for amnesty for illegals. He got about 25 to 28% of the illegal vote, of the Hispanic vote, excuse me, in total. Why is that? If he had asked for amnesty for illegals, you'd think they would have flocked to the Republican side. But no, it doesn't work that way. No, it's going to be Democrats for the next 100 years. It will take us 100 years if we survive it all, if we survive 10 years. It'll take 100 years to break the federal Tammany Hall, the federal Tammany Hall that has emerged under Obama. Because make no mistake about it, Obama is as corrupt on a federal level as Tammany Hall was in New York. And although everyone knew Tammany Hall was corrupt, it ruled New York City for over 100 years. It took a Republican to break Tammany Hall's grip on everything that went in and out of New York. The corrupt Democrat Party of New York under Tammany Hall ran that state like a fiefdom for over 100 years. Obama is a reincarnation, not of FDR, but of Boss Tweed. 855-400-7282. How do you feel amnesty for 30 million illegal aliens will affect you and your family? It's a very straightforward question. And by the way, having said all of that, we are not talking about the individual people who we've come to work with and love as family members. We are talking about the big, big picture. How do you feel about it? KSFO, Roland, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Mike, I am a Hispanic, born, first generation. My parents were immigrants to this nation. But I am upset about this amnesty being offered. I'm tired of the politicians pandering to special interest groups for specific reasons at the expense of the American people, legal American people.
I don't understand what they think is going to happen when they grant amnesty to the illegals. Do they assume that everyone who's here as a citizen is suddenly going to roll over and not remember this?
Well, you know, the elections last year showed us that Obama won the Hispanic vote. And I think by pandering to that audience, he's trying to bring even more people in greater numbers to support him.
Yes, but we also know that he won because of electoral dysfunction. In other words, he didn't win fair and square. Obama won the Hispanic vote through electile dysfunction. How many of those people were not qualified to vote? Will we ever know? How many of them who were here illegally and voted for him? Do we know how many millions voted for him illegally?
No.
See, I'm the only one in radio who remembers how he won. I've tried to alert you how he won. I've told you how he won. It was not a landslide. By the popular vote, he won by about 5 million votes. Okay, well, let's go back in time. 3 to 6 months prior to the election, he did just what I predicted he would do a year before. He granted amnesty to, he said, 1.1 million illegal aliens with the so-called DREAM Act. So that means it was like 3 million, at least 3 million. Now, in order to vote in America, you need ID, don't you? No. Every sane nation on earth requires ID to vote. People died for the sanctity of the ballot box. But the illegitimate Democrat Party, the criminal Democrat Party, the demagogue Democrat Party, the party that hates America, the Democrat Party, fought tooth and nail for any kind of voter ID in order to make certain that illegal aliens would vote and put King Obama back in office. So that's how he won. He got millions of illegal aliens, not only through the so-called Dreamers, but also the millions who were here, to waltz into your voting booth, and maybe your ancestors died to give us the sacred nature of the secret ballot. But it didn't matter. They waltzed in, and they voted. Nobody was able to ask them, are you a citizen or not, thanks to the illicit, illegal, immoral, demagogue party of Barack Hussein Obama. Now, coupled with that, the illegals who voted, you had the worst candidate possible chosen by the Republican Party. They chose a man who typified everything wrong with the Republican Party. Personally, a decent man, but as a candidate, the worst possible choice. An elite man from Wall Street with questionable ties to business, at least that's how they made it look. Everything that they could possibly do wrong, they did in the form of Romney, whose name I almost forgot. And, of course, it looked like he was set up to be a fall guy anyway, but that's a separate topic for a separate day. But as I said, Obama won through electile dysfunction. There's another big element that you, the American voter, are not aware of. I tried to alert you with my book, Trickle Down Tyranny. The machines that count your votes were surprisingly in Spain for many states. You didn't know that. Oh, yes. Those votes were not being counted by computers in America. It was surprisingly given to a company owned by a foreign company headquartered in Spain, of whom one of the owners was George Soros. But again, the stenographers in the media who stole your country right out from under your nose while you cheered the latest goon with a ball in his hand, they stole your vote, and through electile dysfunction, through ballot stuffing, through triple voting, through illegal aliens voting, they now have what they've always wanted. Literally, a perennial voting machine that will never be stopped.
Savage.